This is the Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR. Games are a big part of this show. And this week, we present an encore presentation of a game we call the Motley Fool CEO Voice Challenge.
That's right. The acronym for that, if you're playing at home, is MFCCVC.
Oh,
the Motley Fool Celebrity and CEO Voice Challenge. Here's how it works. We will play a clip from a past show. Our contestant will attempt to identify who the CEO or celebrity was that we interviewed that week. Now, all of these folks have been on the Motley Fool Radio Show here on NPR.
Right, these are blasts from the past. And our player today is Christian from Phoenix, Arizona. Christian, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thank you.
Are you ready for our voice challenge?
I think I am.
You sound upbeat today. Why?
Well, energy level increased. Chinese herbs, acupuncture, it works.
Okay. That's wonderful. Now, acupuncture, Tom, didn't you recently try acupuncture?
Well, I've done it twice.
I've never done it.
I've done it twice. Both times I loved it. But I you know, how do you find the right acupuncture professional in your area?
Are you happy with your person?
Yes, I adore Dr. Wu.
Dr. Wu. Now, is Dr. Wu a credentialed acupuncture doctor?
Absolutely.
To be a great acupuncturist, does your name have to be Dr. Wu?
No, it doesn't, but it certainly helps.
I mean, if, like, the guy's name is Jim Swanson,
yeah,
could he be a good acupuncture guy?
He could. He really could, and especially if he studied under Dr. Wu.
Okay, well, I want to come to Phoenix to visit with Dr. Wu.
It sounds good to me, but I have to ask you first, before we start our game, Christian, do you presently have needles in you?
No, not at the moment. I'm totally clean.
For some reason, that makes me feel more relaxed. Okay, let's start off. We've got our game for you. We've got a few voices for you to play, and the first one is going to be called Hoop Schemes. That's question number one, Christian. Hoop Schemes. By the way, you start our game with four Motley Fool ball caps, and you retain them all if you get all four questions right. Hoop
okay.
Schemes. This famous professional athlete describes how he got scammed by his agent. Let's roll the clip.
My first agent was a crook, and he stole all my money. That probably was a turning point for me financially. I was getting $10,000 a month to blow, live on, have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm investing the rest. After 4 years, I was dead broke.
Mm. Now, Christian, was that A, Charles Barkley, B, Shaquille O'Neal, or C, Magic Johnson?
Oh, man. I'm going to say B, the Shaq.
Good track. Now the answer
was the thing that she just fires out the Shaq.
I mean, I loved it.
I kind of the visual I had there was that Christian was going for an open layup.
I saw her dunking
swatted,
the ball,
but somebody blocked it. And she
I didn't make the basketball team in high school. I turned out to be a better tennis player.
Okay,
Charles Barkley, by the way, was the correct answer, and Charles Barkley also touted the virtues of being bald on this show. Tom, I recall him encouraging you to get rid of the remaining hair in your head, and I think he said, come on home.
That's right.
That?
And I haven't gone home yet. I still have that little fringe above the ear. Question number two for you. You've got three Motley Fool ball caps remaining. This one is entitled Shoe Business. Shoe Business. This CEO describes how one of his company's licensing ideas went very, very wrong. Let's roll the clip.
We licensed a company that made bedroom slippers. They were big furry slippers, and they had this like rubber image of Elvis's head on the toes. And, you know, and that's one of those things, when you saw those things in the store, you just kind of, it was one of those, what were we thinking?
Okay, Christian, was that the CEO of A, Toys R Us, B, Elvis Presley Enterprises, or C, Gap Kids?
C.
Tough one. I mean, that is tough. It was what was it, Tom?
It was Elvis Presley Enterprises.
That's right.
CEO Jack Soden. He took over the company when nobody else wanted to be CEO of the business. He's been there 20 years. It's
wow.
been a very successful business. He said
I remember.
That licensing Elvis Presley bedroom slippers was one of the dumbest business decisions in his life.
Mm.
Now, Christian, let me ask you about Elvis.
Yeah.
If he comes up to you, he's slightly past his prime, and he asks you out to lunch, what's your answer?
I would definitely go out to lunch with Elvis. I'm a huge fan of food and eating, and it would be delightful to sit down to a meal with the king.
Do you have any funny, crazy slippers kicking around your house?
Not at the moment, but I was thinking, listening to the clip, that I definitely would have purchased those slippers had I seen them somewhere.
And not at Toys R Us or Gap Kids, probably.
These caps are just falling through her fingers. She's got two left. Question number three is bad medicine.
No.
Christian, she's the CEO of one of the nation's most powerful businesses, but that's only because she decided not to go to medical school after getting a taste of what it would be like. Let's roll the clip.
About halfway through organic chemistry, I said, you know what? This is actually probably not a good job person fit. What else is interesting to do out there? And I began to sell advertising for a local college magazine called Business Today, and that seemed to be a better fit for my overall skill set.
Christian, was that A, Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, B, eBay CEO Meg Whitman, or C, Martha Stewart Omnimedia President Sharon Patrick?
I am going to say A. Oh, I don't believe it.
He held off on the buzzer, too. It was almost like our sound engineer, Steve Broido, was taunting you.
Oh. He was.
It was a dramatic pause, I think.
The correct answer.
I am totally losing.
Have you ever seen Meg Whitman on TV? She gets a fair amount of appearances these days.
No, but eBay is a huge part of my life.
Is How
that
right?
So?
We've had probably 160 transactions.
That is amazing.
When you say we.
My husband and I.
Wow, and what are you guys selling?
Or buying?
We are buying, oh gosh, rock and roll memorabilia. I have a vintage apron collection.
I've never even heard of such a thing. What is a vintage apron collection?
Aprons that women wore in the 40s and 50s and maybe some cute ones also from the 60s.
Are you trying to corner this market?
I love to cook, and everything about the kitchen I can totally get into, and the aprons are so charming and wonderful, and no one wears them anymore.
We're trying to build your collection of baseball caps, Christian, but you're now down to one cap as you head into question number four.
I know, I'm losing big time.
Put your game face on and focus.
All right, here we go.
Question number four is entitled Good Horse Sense. Good Horse Sense. Christian, he's an Irish rock star, and he's not interested in the stock market. Let's roll the clip.
I've never played the market. I don't understand it. I used to maybe take a punt on horses when I was in school. It's a sort of Irish pastime, so everyone does it. And I used to listen to my Spanish teacher, Father Kilbride, because he'd put, like, Spanish. We're not going to do Spanish today because I had a great tip on the Aintree at 3 o'clock. And he said, get out your pencils. And we'd all get out our pens, write down flying target at the 3 o'clock at 30-1. If it goes to 20-1, don't bet.
That sounds like the greatest Spanish class ever taught.
It makes me laugh. Still
this was
a year
gentleman,
or so later.
Yeah. A gentleman on our show.
Yeah.
And Christian, was that A, Bono, B, Elvis Costello, or C, Bob Geldof?
Bob Geldof.
We have a winner. I knew it.
I knew his voice.
I see her pumping both fists in the air now.
Just one.
Hey, you know what? One counts for something.
I have to hold the phone with the other one.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
right.
The fact of the matter is, given that Christian's such a solid player,
what?
Maybe she gets a second cap.
You're going to give her an
husband.
Extra?
I think so.
I love the great spirit.
If you're a spirited and optimistic person.
Well, I also thought it was great that Christian was near losing everything, but when it counted.
Christian, one piece of advice for future players.
Oh, gosh. Relax.
I like that.
Relax.
Christian, you will have two baseball caps getting sent to you in Phoenix. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, guys.
And that wraps up our game for this week. You can hear this game and any other part of this show and past Motley Fool radio shows, anything we've ever done, at fool.npr.org.